Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, second hour for all those joining us. I'm not Alex Jones. I am Jason Burmis. You can check me out at myspace.com/Jason Burmis. Ending a week-long run on the Alex Jones Show. Alex will be back for his Sunday program and all next week, of course, in the final hour. We will have his Dennis Kucinich and Ralph Nader interviews. Great stuff there, if you missed it last week. Dennis talks about his 35 articles of impeachment. And it may have been off air or during the break, which was on the internet stream. But Kucinich actually called Alex the voice of America. And I was out in the office and I was like, this is great. You know, finally, you know, Kucinich has come around. I mean, Kucinich was in Alex's film in 2003, American Dictators, 2003, 2004, somewhere around there. And he was very limited at that point. Still had some good things to say, and you could see he was going to come around, but he's come full circle. He's one of the allies in this info war. Big ups to my man Kucinich. All right, like I said, we're taking your phone calls all 3 hours, it looks like. Let's go to Jeremy in Kentucky, and then I'm going to play this World Trade Center 7 conspiracy files clip. I said I was going to play it in the beginning of the show. I still haven't played it, so we're going to pop that off, and I'd love some Building 7 calls. All right, Jeremy, what's on your mind?
Yes, I just got back from Iraq. I'm actually a soldier in the Special Forces community.
Okay.
Had a buddy of mine from the National Guard. Well, we had to work together. Had a couple of buddies of mine. They were pretty open-minded, and I kind of led them because I kind of became aware, as I call it, about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I read that book while I had time over there.
What book?
I was trying to look up his name.
The guy's name's
Percy something. He wrote the book, Am I the Only American That Feels This Way?
I've never heard of it, but continue.
Yeah, he knows the Constitution really well.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows the law better than like most judges do.
Okay.
So me and this guy got together since he's in the National Guard. He's really smart guy. He pretty much aced the entrance exam for the military, even though everyone thinks soldiers are idiots. There's a lot of smart people in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And we come up with a plan that he's going to sue the governor for sending him because he found a way that he can do it because the state wasn't actually in any type of emergency or being attacked in any way. So,
so he's going to sue because he's a National Guardsman and they sent him to Iraq.
I can't, but he can.
Uh-huh. No, my buddy was sent as a National Guardsman. I mean, I took the ASFAB test with him. I didn't end up joining, but he ended up joining. And a couple years after he joined, he went... You know, overseas, he was in Ramadi, and he spent, I think it was between 6 months and a year over there, got blown up by an IED, and lost his hearing in one ear, but I would love to see that, man. Have you watched any of the documentaries? You're obviously listening to the Alex Jones Show, so, I mean, what was it, other than this book, have you seen some of the other information out there?
I bought the end game for him. He's mm-hmm. After he watched it, he's a really smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he's in his 30s as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably one of the smartest guys I think I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been around, I mean, my mom's a college professor. I've been around a lot of smart people.
Mm-hmm.
And after I had set him loose on a Terror Storm, I owned that one as well.
Uh-huh.
We watched Loose Change. You know, I brought everyone over here. That's kind of how it started.
Gotcha.
I think I actually met one of the guys. What wasn't one of them at Fort Campbell?
Yeah, you probably met Corey.
Yeah, I was one of them. I met him. I was getting a haircut, and he was passing out these discs. Yeah
that's definitely Corey. That's
in
hilarious.
In like 2002, I think it was, and I had no idea. I didn't know anything. You know,
mm-hmm.
I was a completely different person there, anyways, and I didn't even know what it was. I didn't, to be honest with you, I didn't even watch it. But years later, I said I've heard of that name somewhere, and I figured it out. So.
Hey, Jeremy, thank you so much, man. Keep up the great work. We need more people like you. I hope that you join Operation Inform the Soldiers and send some stuff over to Iraq. Infowars.com. We'll be back after this.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811 or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and Healy bath salts, Soleil simple natural cleaning products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back, folks, and that caller was awesome. You see, that's why Operation Inform the Soldier is so important. That's why you need to take up on this program where you mail soldiers care packages with these truth DVDs. It does make a difference. You know, Corey Rowe handed him a very rough cut of Loose Change, the original, way back in the day when Dylan first started it from Fort Campbell. Think about that. Think about how that's come full circle. 2008. Said he just really woke up a little over a year ago. You know? I mean, that encourages me. You know, he's a special forces guy. So there you go. You know, all those debunkers and scumbags out there that want to degenerate what we're doing. The people like Michael Reagan who want to call for our murders because we're trying to do the right thing. There are soldiers behind us. There are soldiers waking up. And that's why it's important to get a copy of Loose Change or get a copy of, you know, Terror Storm, Martial Law, Road to Tyranny, and then just dupe copies, man. I don't care. Download them off the net. Get them off the file sharing networks. I mean, if you want to make it easy, it's easy to become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. All Alex's films, Loose Change is on there. I'm trying to think what else is on. I'm pretty sure America Freedom of Fascism's on. Fascism's on there. There's just a ton of stuff on PrisonPlanet.tv, plus his weekly television show, plus the new live hour feed. If you tuned in any of the last 4 days, the last hour is actually on PrisonPlanet.tv video, and they post it on YouTube for free afterwards. But if you want to see it live, again, you can't beat it. And tell you right now, Truth Rising is going to be at PrisonPlanet.tv first, and the 9/11 Chronicles is something you're not going to want to miss. It really is the next step in the Alex Jones film evolution. All right, so let's play this Conspiracy Files BBC trailer, And then we're going to continue to take your calls on the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com, folks, is where you're going to find all the coverage.
Building 7 is the smoking gun of 9/11. It is the most obvious example of controlled demolition.
It's not real. The materials and the technologies just aren't there. If they were, I'd know.
In the building, I heard explosions. Outside of the building, I heard explosions.
I saw this building, which had never been hit by a plane, come crashing straight down. For it to fall symmetrically and completely and rapidly was quite astounding.
Could one use a controlled demolition on any building? Sure. Did it happen to WTC 7 on 9/11? No, it did not.
As far as I know, that's the first time it's happened in architectural history. A steel high-rise building has collapsed simply because of damage and fire.
You could hear the building creak. You could hear things fall. You could hear the fire burning. And you could hear, you know, the destruction way above it.
No steel frame high-rise building has ever collapsed due to fire.
You know, you have to look at what was inside Building 7. You had the largest Secret Service field office outside of Washington, D.C. You had the largest CIA field office. You had a number of government agencies inside the building.
And I think we're just about the last ones in this building right now. I think you should leave. Everybody else is gone.
The first explosion I heard when I was on the stairwell in. Like a boom. Like an explosion.
Jane, what more can you tell us about this collapse?
Details are very, very sketchy.
The entire half inch of the beam is gone, entirely dissolved. Something happened to cause the steel to really thin and in some places to disappear entirely.
Building 7 is the first high-rise building in the world that has collapsed solely due to fire.
There you go, folks. There it is. Get ready. I think it's July 6th, Sunday, they're going to be playing that. So, well, I'm going to have to watch it. And Lord knows it's more than likely going to be a hit piece. I'll be shocked if it's anything but. I met the people that were doing it. They didn't seem to have the truth in mind. That being said, before we go to callers, I'd like to thank one of our sponsors. It's what makes this show possible. Enerfood. The more energy your body has to spend getting the fuel it needs, the less it makes available for you to use. Try giving your body what it really needs. Super-powered natural food. Enerfood is the best nutritional product we've ever tried, and believe me, we've tried them all. And that's true. I mean, we do get offers all the time. In fact, there's a sponsor we're picking up on Monday that I wish I could say right now because I love their product so much, but, you know, Monday. Enerfood is a revolutionary green energy drink with powerful nutrition for better health, energy, and immune system support. A few ingredients to mention are dulse, kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, and spirulina. I think there's over 20 power-packed ingredients in all. Some of the bullet points here that you're going to get out of this food. Balanced energy all day, greater stamina, weight loss, 20 power-packed ingredients. Yeah, we already said that. Greater mental clarity, reduced food cravings, healthy radiant skin, helps maintain healthy cholesterol, improved liver function, healthy blood sugar, immune system support, improved digestion, detoxing effects, and colon cleansing. The number to call is 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com. That's enerfood.com. And, although I did just rant and rave, I gotta tell you, it does give you quite the boost. And I hate those, like, full throttle drinks, and I can't stand, they're so syrupy, the Rockstar energy drinks is gross, man. But, you know, don't take my word for it, I just, I think it's terrible, that stuff. You know, my brother's addicted to it. He should really get on this stuff because it really does boost. It doesn't crash you out. Enterfood.com, ladies and gentlemen. All right, that being said, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Mike in Ohio. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, Jason? How are you?
Good, man.
Hey, I just wanted to bring to everybody's attention in the movement that I noticed over last weekend, and I've been waiting for it to come out in the news a little bit, but no one's mentioned it. Apparently, Clayton Chronicles has been removed off of Google Video.
Oh, really?
I did a search for it, and I cannot find it. So I went and I contacted a few friends, and I said, hey, can you guys find it? Nobody can find it. We can find pieces, parts of it, but the entire movie has been removed off of Google Video. And I find it, you know, extremely distressing that, whatever, last week, the Bilderberg Group meeting, Hillary was supposedly there. We have the head of Google there. Now, all of a sudden, a week later, it's removed off of Google. Coincidence? Don't know.
It may be a coincidence, but they don't like those documentaries being up there. I mean, we've had our movie removed several times. America, Freedom to Fascism has been removed. This is what I can tell you how to do. Learn how to work torrents. You're going to get a higher quality version of it anyway.
I pulled it off already. I already pulled it down. Actually, as soon as I converted over, I was going to throw it back up on my account so everyone can have it.
Yeah, I mean, it's an important documentary. It exposes the fact that the Clinton family is indeed criminals. In fact, earlier when I was ranting about the Bush family, I mentioned how after Daddy Bush, the guy who ran Coke for Bush in the 80s, became the president. Well, that man is Bill Clinton and the MENA Arkansas scandal where they were literally shipping in the Coke. It's unbelievable. We have drug dealers.
It is absolutely unbelievable. You know, I have there was a bunch of Hillary fans at my work, and I said, hey, go Google, you know, Clinton Chronicles and check it out. They came in the next day. They were white as a ghost. They had no idea. They were just white as a ghost. They were freaked out about the whole thing. I was like, hey, I'm not making it up. You thought it was giggly funny. It's not giggly funny to know that your president, you know, was dealing cocaine, $100 million worth a month.
Yeah. It's tough to learn that the people that are running the show that we've worshipped for so long, that we joke about because we think they have this upper echelon of sophistication and they're fit to run the country. No, they're hardcore criminals. A lot of cases, they're occultists and pedophiles. So, you know, that's a tough one to deal with. Have them watch Conspiracy of Silence next. Get them into the Franklin cover-up. Let's see if they even come into work the next day.
Oh, they won't. No, that would just freak everybody out. The entire place would think I'm just a madman. And, oh, my God, how can you deal with this? I don't want to deal with it. It gives me too much anxiety.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Well, you know what? If it gives you this much anxiety to know about it, what happens if it's, you know, what happens, you know, we keep going down the road we're going down with these people running the show? What kind of anxiety are you going to have then?
Yeah, it's going to be the anxiety of a jackboot officer kicking in the door and shooting his family, you know, much like happened in Nazi Germany. That's what we're headed towards, and I don't care for it. Thank you for the call, Mike. Let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Greg in New Jersey. What's on your mind, Greg?
Hey, how you doing? Well, it looks like the People's Republic of New Jersey has another fantastic legislator on her hands. It's Assemblywoman Joan Quigley, who's voting for one gun a month. That's right. One gun a month is now going to – they're trying to make this law in New Jersey.
One gun a month. Now, what is this supposed to accomplish? Like, the criminals are going out and getting a multitude of guns at one time legally.
Well, let me explain something to you. To get a handgun, and this is for one handgun a month, to get a handgun in New Jersey, you have to be fingerprinted. You have to go to your local chief of police. You get investigated by the state police in New Jersey. You get investigated by the FBI. Your fingerprints get run through the national database of all the fingerprints that the FBI keeps. And then, of course, all the paperwork then goes back to your chief of police. At that time, you're only allowed to buy, get ready for this, only, you get a permit to purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's signed by your chief of police. He knows who you are. He has your face, your photograph, your fingerprints. And so I want to ask you this. What person in their right mind would get involved in gun running from New Jersey if they've got all this paperwork on you?
No, it's absolutely ridiculous, and I think it's even tougher to get a gun in New York State, a handgun anyway. You need recommendations from local police.
Yeah, unless you're a celebrity, that's correct.
Well, yeah, if you're a celebrity or ex-military or a cop, those are about the only ones that have carry and conceal permits in New York.
So, I mean, not only that, think of it like this, too. So if you're a citizen of New Jersey, and they're trying to do the same thing over in Pennsylvania with Governor Rendell. So if just say, for example, you have a dad or a grandpa or something like that who fought in the war and has a collection.
Mm-hmm.
It could be 5, it could be 10, it could be 30. My uncle was an armor,
mm-hmm.
So he had a lot. So basically, what do? Do you have to forfeit your inheritance?
Let's hope not. All right, I thank you for the call, Greg. Yeah, they want your guns. It's no secret. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question.
Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
They want your guns. It's apparent. They're probably going to take your antique guns.
A shotgun, a rifle, and a full.
They're already making drive. Ammunition so it goes bad. Making it expensive so you can't afford it. Why is that? Well, they don't want you to be able to defend yourself. Think about who was for gun control in the past. Mao, Stalin, Hitler. I mean, come on. These guys aren't good guys. I don't care what you try to tell me. I know there's some Hitler worshippers out there, but God, you are so way off. Talk about a eugenics-crazed man, madman that did not care about human life, whoever it was. That's Hitler. Nazi super race. Scary stuff, man. All right, let's go to Red in Minnesota. Red, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. First, I'd like to commend you for the great work you've done for the last week, filling in for Alex Jones.
Oh, thanks.
Next thing I want to talk about is basically you guys were talking about fingerprints and all these types of surveillance measures.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here in Minnesota, in fact, I'm going to talk about an instance that happened a few months ago to me. Mm-hmm. I was at the gas station buying a pack of cigarettes, and he asked for my ID, which is fine. You know, mm-hmm. they always ask for my ID. They want to know how old I am to make sure I'm legal.
Yeah.
So I showed him my identification card. I held it in my hand, and basically I put my fingers underneath my birth date so they can see what year I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that they had been implementing this process where they take your license and swipe it into the computer.
Sure, I get it all the time.
Right, electronic verification.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I specifically asked him not to swipe my card, and he proceeded to snatch it out of my hand and swipe it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you know, my information is in their computer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went to the same gas station line chain, and I went to a different store, and I said the same thing. Please don't swipe my identification card.
Mm-hmm.
And what do they do? Well, we have to. Well, why do you have to? It's policy, you know. And anyways, I was pretty upset with them. And she swiped my card as well. And I basically, you know, asked them, how can they do this? This is basically like, can I have your papers, please? So basically, she told me that gas station chain was being sued because the information that they were getting was not just your date of birth.
Mm-hmm.
And here I've got a whole line of people that are like, oh, just let her swipe it, you know, and everybody's laughing at me because I'm concerned that they're swiping my license, which has all my personal information, a picture of me on it,
mm-hmm.
Into this computer.
Well, we're all slaves now. I mean, I hate to tell you, but I mean, this stuff is only going to get worse. If people don't step up, and that's why, you know, again, I'm preaching to people. I shouldn't be preaching so much, but you need to become the government. You don't like that? Go into your county and go against it. Be like, look, I don't like that. I don't care for it. I'm sick of the electronic identification. I don't think it's going anywhere. I mean, again, I can't even get a check cashed from a bank with my license when it's from the very same bank. So, again, I guess we should just be thankful that they're not taking our blood yet. Although, you know, Alex loves to report on whether they're taking your blood, it stops. And I've actually seen the mobile vaccinations. That's pretty sick. I think that, was it We Are Change Colorado that did that? I mean, yeah, we're just totally complicit, and here you go, take this, and we can't wait for biometrics, and most people don't even know what biometrics is. It's over. All right, let's go to Will in Philly. Thanks for the call. I mean, I hate to say that, but when you look at what happened in Europe, especially in London, I think that your photograph is taken over 300 times per day by all the CCTV cameras there. They have the facial recognition cameras, and they've admitted it doesn't help whatsoever. All right, let's go to Will in Philly. What's up, Will?
I told him, don't swipe my ID, please. She swiped it. She was behind a glass counter.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to hold it up to the window and do the same thing this woman said. And it really disheartened me and disturbed me that now I'm in the database.
Well, let me just say this: you got a Social Security card, you're in a database. You got a bank account, you're in a database.
I understand, but they know what I purchased. I understand all this.
No, yeah, sure. Okay, keep going.
But I just want to tell everybody: I just added 24 tracks to my sound clip. You can Google Pays Joints, one word: PAYZEJOINTS.
All right, man. Thanks for the call, Will. It is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. Remember, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You can get at me, MySpace.com/Jason Berman.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
We're back with the Hot Beats, yo. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. I've been with you all week long. I want to thank you for having me one more time. I love sitting in for Alex. I want to thank Alex for allowing me to do so. And Alex is going to be back for his Sunday program over at KLBJ. Be sure to tune into that. Remember, 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, coming to the InfoWar July 4th in high quality over at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get your membership today. It's less than 15 cents a day. And I just want to thank one of our sponsors. Before we get back to taking your calls, remember, we're taking your calls all 3 hours. Fourth hour, we're going to have Alex with Kucinich and Nader, replaying those two monumental interviews. But I want to remind you about Aloe's Colon and Body Cleanse. Aloe's is an herbal dietary supplement developed to support healthy bowel function by one of our great sponsors, New Vitality. Aloe's all-natural ingredients nutritionally support regularity and assist your body in removing accumulated waste. It takes 30 synergistically balanced natural herbs and enzymes that work together to improve overall health. Eliminating waste properly is crucial to maintaining a healthy body. If the foods that we eat go undigested and remain in the internal tract, they may slow the absorption of nutrients and even harm the system. When the digestive system is clear of impurities, your body is better able to absorb the nutrients from food you eat, supporting regularity, energy, and vitality. And if you want to give them a call, it's 1-800-569-4056. That's 1-800-569-4056, or you can go to Infowars.com and click on the big banner. That's Aloe's. All right, let's jump to our next caller. It's kind of a hodgepodge today. Let's go to Doug in Indiana. What's up, Doug?
Hi, Jason. How are you today?
Good, man.
Hey, I'm the. My name's Doug Williams. I'm the author of the article FBI Homeland Security Behind Martial Law Exercises in Indianapolis.
All right.
Which was published on Infowars.com yesterday.
Yep, and I had a caller about that asking about when that was going to take place in Indiana. So maybe you could give an overview.
Well, sure. I'd be happy to talk about that. I also called in because there was some disinformation from a previous caller concerning posse comitatus I wanted to correct as well.
All right. So go over the first one, and then we'll get to posse comitatus, because I'm not 100% clear about that either.
Okay. Well, the operations actually ended yesterday. It was a little over 2 weeks of operations.
Mm-hmm.
They actually scaled those operations back considerably. Originally, the mayor, Greg Ballard, had surrendered 26 sites throughout Indianapolis. Most of those sites were either privately owned or owned by the state of Indiana, which is where the violation of posse comitatus comes in.
Mm-hmm.
But I think due to some activism and due to some public awareness, the Marines from the 26 MEU were mostly restricted to Camp Atterbury, also to a facility owned by Raytheon, a well-known defense contractor. They did conduct one operation at an occupied apartment complex where they had a mock terror cell. I'm not sure exactly what you would call it.
It was a raid, possibly?
It was a raid, yeah. They spent 2 days doing an observation, and then they raided this civilian apartment complex.
Yeah, you know, it's the new freedom. It's the new domestic takeover drills. And what would you like to correct on that caller? Because, again, I don't claim to know everything about posse comitatus, but I do know that it should keep the military off my streets.
Well, it was some horrible disinformation. He made some. He's tried to connect posse comitatus to the Continental Army.
Mm-hmm.
Well, number one, he's about a century off. Posse comitatus is a result of the Civil War and Reconstruction. I believe it was 1876 when the act was initiated. There's also some additional misinformation that it does not cover the Navy or the Marines. In 1876, it only covered the Army. That is correct. But later in 1956, the Air Force was added, and through regulation through the Department of Defense, the Navy, and the Marine Corps were also placed under the Posse Comitatus Act. So, you know, that needs to be cleared up because there's a lot of disinfo agents out there trying to tell people that somehow the Marines are exempt from this act.
Mm-hmm.
Now, part of the problem that comes in is color of law.
Mm-hmm.
The criminals in charge have been using the color of law to tear down posse comitatus since the mid-1980s with the war on drugs, using a process they call MOUs, or Memorandums of Understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And what this is where the criminals in Washington take their appointed attorney generals, and they sit down and they write up basically potions on pieces of paper, and they call it law. And they say, because using the military to interdict drugs in the U.S. is so helpful and it's so fruitful that, you know, we're just going to go ahead and put the posse comitatus aside because we benefit by using the military. And they call that a memorandum of understanding. And basically, they just rewrite the laws to suit them. And they ignore our traditions. And, you know, I'm also a veteran as well. And it really upsets me that our military traditions are being ignored, because it's very important for our military not to violate those laws. It's very important for our traditions. It's very important for who we are,
It's also very important for the American people's safety that we don't violate those laws.
Absolutely. That's what it exists for. You know, when I was a young paratrooper with the 82nd Airborne, we would be in formation, and our officers and our NCOs would tell us, you know, our role was to protect and defend the Constitution, and we were controlled by civilians, not the other way around. And we were taught about posse comitatus, and we were taught about the dangers of a military coup. And that's what made us different from the rest of the world. That's why these must be defended. And, you know, I publish on a website called dailynewscaster.com,
mm-hmm.
and I have a loose confederation of other veterans, senior officers, senior enlisted people, also some active duty people, and we're very concerned about the direction of this country. This, you know, these concerns and these questions are by no means anti-military. They are 100% pro-military, because it is the military that's leading the charge here.
Absolutely,
people need to understand that.
Absolutely. I thank you for the call, Doug. That's one of the best callers we've had all week. And I hope that you're involved in Operation Inform the Soldier. Obviously, you're a former soldier yourself and know a lot of ex-military personnel. I think it's very important to educate the next generation of soldier, the generation that is now overseas and will be coming back to security jobs, to privatized security jobs in most cases, but sometimes into the military when we are violating posse comitatus. I have no doubt what's going on in Denver is violating posse comitatus. Apaches? Come on. Blackhawks? Come on. Everybody in black uniforms, current military, former military? It can't be good. And again, if you wanted to know more about those drills in Indiana, I guess he posted the interview over at Infowars.com, and it was a two-week drill. I know that the Denver drills are finishing up today. All right, let's go to Troy in Portland. Troy, are you with us?
Yeah, hey, Jason, doing a good job.
Thanks, man.
All right, back to Building 7 here. I was wondering if you know of any videos that show the south side, the supposed damaged side of Building 7 that are out there.
Yeah, I got a video in Loose Change Final Cut where...
It's in Final Cut of the backside before the collapse?
Yeah, the guys run into the building from the south face of the building. If you watch the...
It shows some of the damage, though.
Yeah, this is at least one of the towers has gone down. I'm not sure if both have gone down at this point, but there's a couple of glass windows that are blown out, a couple of glass doors. This is before whatever caused that fire was there, because these guys run into the south face of the building, they run through the lobby, and then they run up the escalators that have been shut down up to the second floor, and that's when the video cuts off, and that's in the portion with Barry Jennings and Michael Hess. So the idea that 25% of the building was scooped out, again, let me say this again, that last gentleman who is on the BBC Conspiracy Files video that I just played, Sandar, whatever, he's the guy in charge of the NIST investigation, he's the main investigator, and he told Popular Mechanics 25% of the building was scooped out. That's 12 stories, okay?
Yeah.
You can't run into a building that the bottom 12 stories are gone,
all right?
That's what I have to say about that. I'd love to get more video. It looks like they're going to actually show that video because that's part of the trailer in the BBC thing. If you watch that trailer on the Internet, when you see those guys running up the lobby, that's after one of the towers has collapsed. So, again, damage from the tower, sure, there was light damage. I'm not going to lie. But there's no way that huge fire that was kind of engulfing the back. It wasn't even really a huge fire. It was a huge smokestack. But it looked like it probably was an explosive from inside the building. That's my guess. I mean, you've got Hess and Jennings talking about explosions inside 7 that have nothing to do with the towers collapsing. And then FEMA tries to cover that up. Jennings goes and talks to the 9/11 Commission. There's no mention of him anywhere in the report or Building 7 whatsoever. It's a cover-up, dude.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. But another question I had was, is there any of our guys that are, you know, structural engineers, maybe some architects that have examined the way this building was built and have put their two cents in?
I mean, Richard Gage is the architect they lead in with, and he's done some great work on it. We have Gordon Ross in the Final Cut. He's done some excellent work on it. He's an engineer. And, I mean, if you look at some of the really early work, a lot of people always love to try to say, oh, there's no architects and engineers on the side. There's never been. That's just bull. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
When reopen911.org started, that was Jimmy Walter's organization. They put out a 9/11 evidence DVD, which was like this big auditorium, and a bunch of people spoke. And Jeff King from MIT, another engineer, gave a thorough examination of 7. So it's out there. The paperwork's out there. Any other questions, man?
No, that's just what I point my friends to, and this is what they come back at with me. You know, they say, well, there's all this information out there, you know, like, all the garbage in the NIST report, and they say, well, what about all this stuff? And it's just hard for me to
look
into it further.
Sure. Well, the NIST report on 7 hasn't come out. It's almost 7 years later. It's going to come out. They didn't even look at certain floors because they knew they couldn't look at certain floors. Check it out. I don't think they looked at floors 7 and below. And then point out to your friends that the other NIST report took, I want to say, 5 years almost 5 years, and it's 10,000 pages, and in Loose Change Final Cut, we confront John Gross about the fact that they didn't explain the collapses. They just, quote-unquote, said that fire and damage caused, quote-unquote, collapse initiation and then global collapse, and they did no calculations to figure out why the rest of the building fell down. And
he just says
the video speaks for itself, and then he denies the existence of molten metal because he knows if there's molten metal on the scene, then their official version doesn't add up. First of all, their test where they built a floor model and they put it under fire for a longer period of time with hotter fires than were actually at the World Trade Center, and the thing didn't collapse. It just sagged. And then secondly, I would say their test to see, because they said that all the fireproofing was knocked off the steel beams floors. Their test for that was to take a shotgun, rig it up next to a steel reinforced concrete piece, and just fire the shotgun into it several times. That's how they knew that the fireproofing was knocked out.
Are you being serious?
I am dead serious, and you can watch those tests on the internet. Okay, it's absolutely ridiculous. How do you compare a shotgun going off right next to a piece of steel to a plane crashing into a building? I'll never understand it. But you know, the debunkers love to have their little talking points, and they like to go to controlled demolition because they've often read these, you know, ridiculously long pieces of propaganda, and they'll quote this and that and have no understanding of the real science. But then their science is based on lies. For instance, when they say that there were 1,200 degree or 1,100 degree or even 1,600 or 1,800 degree temperatures on the floors of the World Trade Center where the planes impacted, no, there weren't. It would be absolutely impossible. We have the firefighters' audio saying that they are literally in the collapse zone on the 72nd floor, and they can knock the fires out with two lines. Well, guess what? Human beings cannot stand in 1,800 degree temperature. They can't stand in 1,200 degree temperature. They can't stand in 600 degree temperature. Try sticking your hand in a broiler. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous. The temperature on those floors was dispersed. I'm sure there were hot spots of maybe 500, 600, maybe 700 degrees. But then
most of the jet fuel burned off on the impact anyways.
Absolutely.
I mean, huge explosion out the side of the building. Everybody saw it.
And then we have tape of molten metal pouring out from a concentrated corner of the World Trade Center
two minutes prior
to collapse. Now, this molten metal has never been explained. They tried to say it was aluminum from the plane, okay? When they couldn't, when Stephen Jones challenged that, brought it into a lab and showed how it couldn't be aluminum, they then switched their position and said that it was batteries. I mean, these debunkers go to no end to try to lie when they know their official version has been debunked and it means nefarious things for our government. You think I want to believe that our government was involved in 9/11? I wish
That's
it weren't
the
case,
right,
you know?
Right.
But it's not. I mean, we have to be grown-ups. This is reality. I thank you for the call, my man. Good caller. I get to go off for a little while about the evidence. You want to see it, folks. It's in Loose Change Final Cut. Everything I just said was covered. All right, let's go to Tom in D.C. Tom, are you with me?
Jason, what's up, man?
How you doing, brother?
I'm all right over here in D.C. Well, relatively, anyway.
What's on your mind?
Hey, listen, has anybody mentioned to you today Ron Paul appearing on Glenn Beck's show on Headline News last night?
No, nobody. Why don't you recap it?
Well, not that I seek out that show. I just happened to be flipping by, and I stopped because I saw Ron Paul was being interviewed. And there was a fill-in host for Glenn Beck, and during the course of the interview, the fill-in host specifically asked Ron Paul about the 9/11 Truth Movement, about the film Endgame, and about the Bilderbergers.
Really?
And I thought it was very interesting that he was taking the discussion in that direction. And that he was really coming from the perspective of asking, why do people that support the 9/11 Truth Movement or are interested in films like Endgame and the Bilderbergers, such a big supporters of Ron Paul? He couldn't really answer why. He wasn't sure.
Uh-huh.
Which kind of made me feel a little bit disappointed in Ron Paul, honestly.
Well, you know what? We've gotten that a lot, you know, and a lot of people are disappointed that he wasn't the 9/11 truth candidate. This is what I say about it. He's started campaignforliberty.org right now, all right? Let's see if he gets some people elected. Number two, on his campaign, he really ran on a campaign that would have almost circumvented 9/11 and gone after our true globalist masters, which are the international banking cartel, really. You know, if he was able to do something against the Fed, that is so far beyond 9/11 truth that I think that he was playing it smart. Am I frustrated a lot? Sure, man. I'm frustrated a lot, too. I think that, obviously, he says a lot less than he knows. You know, he plays politics some of the time, but he is a politician. Continue.
Well, I just thought it was interesting that the fill-in host, I don't even know, I've never seen the guy before, but he was so willing to bring up these very specific things it made me kind of get that jolt of excitement, you know, like, wow, that's pretty, I mean, I think somebody should go get that. Mm-hmm. And maybe you have to find some use for it, because it was pretty blatant that he was take the conversation there. And the first thing I thought about is, you know, this is having some impact. I mean, it's you know, from all these different little corners, you're starting to hear things start to seep in.
Listen, there's no doubt that we're having an impact. It's the mainstream media that is putting this illusion over all of us, even within the movement, that we're marginal, man. We have great power. I mean, look how much money we raised for Ron Paul. They know that we're hip to their tricks. 36% in a Scripps Howard poll believe 9/11 was an inside job. 84% don't believe the official version. It's the Alex Jones Show. I thank you for the call. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
I can't tell you guys out there how huge into Knight Rider I was as a kid. Hasselhoff and Kit the Car, you bet. Oh, childhood heroes, I guess. Well, we have the Ron Paul YouTube clip on Glenn Beck, and to be honest, I've never seen this guest host either. I usually know my political pundits. I don't know that one. We're going to play that in the upcoming third hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. I've been your radio host all week long. Again, I want to thank you for having me. If you want to get at me, it's myspace.com/Jason Burmes, B-E-R-M-A-S. I want to let people know that on the 4th of July, The 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, is coming to the InfoWar, to PrisonPlanet.tv members first. And this film's just amazing, folks. You're going to get it in the highest quality possible. And what I really, really, really love about this movie is that it is absolutely unlike anything Alex Jones has ever done. It follows the journey of 9/11 activists throughout the country. We Are Change. It goes through the plight of the first responders. It goes through some major confrontations with the global elite and their minions, as well as some down-to-earth interviews with people like Jesse Ventura, Rosie O'Donnell, Willie Nelson, Martin Sheen. Again, this, you know, Richard Gage is in the film. You know, we're talking Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. We're talking Building 7. You know, all this stuff makes it in, and it's really, it's the next step. The people out there that saw it at the pre-screenings over at Austin, over at the Alamo Draft House, will tell you. I mean, you can go on the message boards. Go see what people are saying. I know there's a couple of sneak peeks out there. All right, let's take a couple callers before we get to the top of the hour, and then I think in the second segment of the top of the hour, we'll play that Ron Paul Glenn Beck clip. Let's go to Mark in Atlanta. Mark, are you with me?
Second, while I switch from speakerphone. All right. And I hit the buttons. There we go. You can probably hear me better now, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. One idea that I fancied, I suggested it, and apparently somebody's gone with it. DVDs number4delegates.com is preparing a set of delegates, DVDs, a set of four for each delegate to disabuse them of what they should have been told but weren't about McCain, about how the entire nomination process has been hijacked by the neocons and the flaming liberal media. Well, not liberal, excuse me. The fascist-controlled media, that's what I meant to say.
Mm-hmm.
Did I lose you?
No, you're there. Keep going.
Did I lose you?
No. All right, we're going to have to let him go just because he can't hear us, folks. I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, I apologize, Mark, but hopefully people will go check that out. Let's go to John in Canada. John, are you with me? John, what's up?
Hello.
Yeah, how you doing, sir?
Hey, Jason. Well, you know, how am I doing? I'm doing okay, but, you know, the world's a mess, and all our suffering and sorrows are due to the fact that we don't have an ability to communicate freely. Censorship is a tool of tyranny. That's what tyranny always is. It's always an inability for us to freely communicate the facts to allow us to decide for ourselves who's good or evil, for example. You need evidence to form our conclusions. Now, those that support Bush and soldiers I'm talking about included, mm-hmm. You know, they're killing people, and between me as a man and them, they lose in debate because they can't stand without any facts. You know, they're swimming in uncertainty, and we can help them by letting everybody understand in America, if you accuse somebody of a criminal offense without any evidence, you're an enemy of all free peoples. Okay, so Bush has given you no evidence, closed investigations, and to suggest he's anything but culpable for criminal charges in respect to treason being laid.
All right, I got to let you go, Mark. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.